This is the USAS 8, 8 minutes with an Army Aviation subject matter expert. Let's fly with the topic, Training Circular 3-04.12, Aviation Mission Planning.
CDU 3 Mike Holmes, Doctrine Developer, Directorate of Training and Doctrine at the United States Army Aviation Center of Excellence.
What is the TC 3-04.12?
The .12 was created to house forms regarding aviation mission planning. The .12 came about due to performance planning cards being removed from the individual aircrew training modules, or ATMs. Since the PPCs are Department of the Army forms, they must have a home in an Army publication.
What other forms does the .12 contain?
Over time, the .12 has grown to be a home of other forms, such as the instrument flight log and time, distance, and heading card.
What has changed since the last issue of the .12?
In this release, we deleted outdated performance planning cards for obsolete airframes. Also revised the CH-47 PPC with center of gravity performance data. And lastly, we revised the instrument flight log and TDH card.
What drove the changes on the CH-47 PPCs and how was it vetted?
Comments from the field are what drove the change. The changers were staffed through the flight training branch at DOTD. That branch worked with DES and the flight line academics here at Fort Rucker to ensure the force was ready for that change.
What changes were made to the instrument flight card?
In the previous version of the .12, we had two instrument flight logs, one primary and one alternate. We didn't see the need for two separate flight logs, so we revised the alternate form to be the primary and aligned the data fields to better represent the evaluation standards found in the ATMs.
What drove the changes for the new time and distance heading cards?
The Aviation Branch Handbook, otherwise known as Annex A of the Aviation Branch SOP, provided a TDH that was not an official DA form. So we created a DA form to match the example found in the handbook. We are working to add the new TDH into mission planning software so that mission planners can easily implement the new TDH into mission planning.
Are units required to use the instrument flight log and TDH?
In the spirit of standardizing the Army Aviation Branch, units should use them and provide feedback to DOTD. However, units are free to use local-made products to achieve mission success.
When did the revised .12 release and where can we find it?
The .12 was released December 22, 2022 on APD, which is the Army Publishing Directorate.
What do Army aviation soldiers need to know about the .12?
Aviation mission planners should understand that the .12 houses forms that can be found by themselves on APD, but it is the collective aviation mission planning book. As time goes on, we encourage any feedback via DA Form 2028 to improve these mission planning products. In the .12, you'll see that we have a list of individual instructions for each form, but they are general in nature. For the PPCs, you can find detailed instructions in your individual aircrew training module. For the instrument flight card and the TDH, refer to your aircrew training module for the standards regarding pre-mission planning.
Thank you for listening to the USAS 8, brought to you by the United States Army Aviation Center of Excellence.